is a pleasure to be back, I have to say. Well, living in West Kerry, I'm between the mountains and the sea. I live under Mount Brandon and very close to the ocean. So I think that is sort of reflected in my poetry. I'm going to start with one. I'm only writing in Irish these days, and I'm going to start with a haiku. I don't have a translation for it. But I can try and improvise something just to give those of you without any Irish a hint. It's only three lines and arrangement of syllables, but we do try and get things in there. And this is sort of based around the fact that the surface of the ocean is so immense, and that it is like our diaphragm. It is the diaphragm of the world and of the earth. And it's the breath then is shared with us. And that does all ring out scientifically, actually. So Auron Namara. It's a different one, sorry. Dramkla Nabochne Skart Vor Luaskach on Down Ahenoil Ormjocht. Dramkla Nabochne Skart Vor Luaskach on Down Ahenoil Ormjocht. The next poem is another sea poem. Neither does it have a translation yet, but it's inspired by the Meal Mór, the whale, and its song, and what its song might say. And its song can be also heard as a cry. In this poem, the whale asks us to recognize that, in fact, in a dramatic moment, it has saved man and in his little boat and brought him to safe waters. That in other urgent times, it has created an island for a saint to cook his dinner on. And now, would man please help? Because this whale's little calf is caught in a fishing net. Auron an Vielvor. In my habernacle, the nyach dena in a vod, a hulis lawn con dawin uir. In my old tower, da ar nefa na vargi. Shinid magashki, gulair dinta. Ke yenig gashka dum. Don vor vor ni yena makishka skaga is ligin mishki, dainacht is farshingacht na soile snovha dun mlien, I jaunta le cor mor an again, kestin, ke a yeni gashka dun. In ma einer auron ma vuhu coin hain, ma rusk vaul a chasagum, she is thridun wir. Ma ein gaunin gaffa in ashtalin. Or deem ma vroon go taul is fo green ma choile ach cé a dhéanaigh gascadam. Méligus dór, squíl fí ar sonda anama, trím a vrón ma chóir le díf go léir. Ar son an saol is bhur nana mille, tus níg bhur ngul trí, is curíg chán le nuair nglór. Déanaigh gasca más féidir. An cid trí gáin eile tóid Astra ag David Knowles. These next three poems come with translations from David Knowles, and they're mountain poems. But mountain poems for me don't always are not always in my voice. Some of them come in the voice of the mountain itself. Some of them come in the voice of climbers, and others in the voice of disciples, those who are dedicate themselves. Many of us dedicate ourselves to place, to a place, or have a very special attachment to it. And so I write in the name of a disciple to Mount Brandon, the mountain at home. The first poem is in the voice of the mountain. And the mountain, you know, after years of walking on it, I realized that there was a bit of communication going on, and that the mountain stores information. It stores the vibrations of our footsteps. It stores the history beneath the soil. It stores the bones. It stores buildings, bits of broken buildings. It stores the geology, which is a history of a different sort. So then you begin to realize that is actually memory. So it has a huge memory. And you know, mountains also have huge personality as well. So I found myself frequently talking to the mountain. And in this poem, it's the mountain's response to my question as to what we should do about space, and you know, how should we work on, what was his approach to the boundaries of his land, or he backed off and said, you know, sort of, I don't understand this thing of possession and why people need to own me. So this is the poem that I wrote in response. Thar agus tóg, lauren an cnoc. Mó tó cosan tuid, thar idromat lasa is magunta. Mó tó banach tuid, thar chun mo hibrica bio. Má tárt dul i bhalach, tár fé anar vréad mo chiú. Farm fóltu rib glinna crí, rib agna leahan oscailte, altím tahí nó, cúrtóri nó, an léach is an lag. Tár ón Afrik, is ón Irthir, ón Tíria, ón Eritrea, ón Afghanistáin, nó tár ar chus ó Venezuela. Tá scoipan seo ar muscairtí, tá is ráad de hithe, tithe múra an tígar Celtic, tithe chomúr le hústáin, tithe múra na gríthe múra, tithe piúga fáltecha, tithe lán ach slí i gónaí de dhuine breise únta, tithe saulathe, tithe saurig, tithe fulafa, tithe ulafa, tithe tréige, tithe titahe, tithe tíntáin, tithe le ceol is brí, tithe an dua, tithe na sí. Thar thar lár thar thar seach chóm, Tá láithreacha agam is fuinn an seo a phobal, tar is deach im a bharróg, tar agus tóg. Partake, the mountain speaks. If you are defenseless, come close to my side in sanctuary. If you are short of blessings, come to drink from my wellsprings. If you are in need of a hiding place, come under the veil of my mists. I give a welcome to the pure in heart, to a broad open mind. I rejoice in new ways, new visitors, the mighty and the weak. Come from Africa and the East, from Syria, Eritrea, Afghanistan, or make the journey from Venezuela. There's scope here in my skirts for the picking and choosing of your houses, the grand houses of the tiger, as roomy as hotels. Big houses with big hearts, little houses of welcome, houses full but always a way to squeeze in a few more. Holiday homes, dream homes, empty houses, houses just built, abandoned houses, fallen down houses, houses whose hearts ring with music and vigour, houses of hardship, houses of the fairies. Come across the sea to me, come into my place. I have empty ground and shelter for a people. Come here to my open arms, partake. You know, when you're walking about in the mountains also, you become very aware of the light and how the light and moisture and land mix to create trickery, really. And in the trickery I'm speaking about, going to speak about in this poem, is parallax. When you move away from something and it changes, the dimensions seem different. And this is the disciple speaking. Rare the Hav Yelish, Lauren Undescable. Varshingin is crapantu, so hintak lastica on it, father gawn and trori the himple, father hamonin and fermor a machuit is his jacarish. Ní hona níd ríf ein dó ráir gyrd tú ceapahe id a chrochán bairnach grí, id a chréad camel in a lí, nó crochta id a chrán édig I gwinna na spéire, sláuch an sa is chán an súd. Cénach próti is féin tú, tán tú fír gúgach id a ulgégapus ná fan an sacar a gógan chan a chosa ila a áruf. Beckoned by your parallax, the disciple speaks. You swell and subside, as supple as the nearby tide, while the walker's guide beats your bounds, while the farmer gathers down off you and then lets out again. Never the same to any two glimpses of you, and you impersonating an accretion of horse barnacles, a caravan of camels at rest, or close on the washing line, your sky now slack, now taut, and though you are no Proteus, you shift in agitation, a chimera of limbs which writhe in defiance of never being counted. And one more from this book. Well, when I realized the mountain could communicate with me and had memory, I started to wonder, how does it see things? You know, where could its eyes possibly be? And I realized that the lakes had quite an impression of eyes about them, and the people's eyes that possibly see through people, through animals, through everything alive on the mountain, and even through the rocks. So this is the mountain speaking again. Suile fein speir, lauren an canuck. Mos onari an tuil, mar a cred nemarav. A lean idran down is an chuina, gawilek go gihitu tri mohuilev. Pioc suil, ein suil, bresh suiligam na morin. Is triat agus is tri gach mil a glupi na mohro, na hen loch a lean arum, na hen chloch a nuchtar arum, a arum an sail moor. Mo viawr is ma hishkint uskulta dan asl fein le ran su. Lein ma luchu ila an speir, fras ragri a gomaka mar spri. Ril an siid ivana unta, a hashkim im a chri. Shachran na netlon, shkinna na nain, stona na reiltini. Hassan Maclugvogel is Jach Eran Grey Hash, Shlimidi Agorvaka is Diha. Deary and she the Gluckour, I drone a guiha, I gahavan lay, I ligandung rees, dungueres, dawn as Jack Treeha, Udi and Te Vella. Gawilek go gifer trima huilev, na karigaka bugger, imrin tin in a trina. Go gifer law, a dully rock lapa. Rato ga cleaclian go cos, go gifer an far a hiuntin in a vehiach, an giria a umpin in a van. Dál a gach nhach creana, is ul grey saun queen ime, vai an daul in eigmish ma viaurach, is becorit fecant I suila na an dal. Gawilek go gifer tri mughuilev, Gawilet agus fan, fechonam fada is feinach, is covis ako gifa an rudata in non. Eyes to the sky, the mountain speaks. If it's a veil, the eye, as Nemirov believed, that floats between memory and what is, come here now and see through my eyes. Pick an eye, any eye. I have more eyes than a scallop. Through you and all the forms that glance my way, each loch that nestles, each stone that bears, I comprehend the world wideness, my mind open to the donkey's point of view. My lach eyes mirror the sky, reversing the image for fun. They develop the pictures which I fix in my heart. Vapor trail of plane, stoop of bird, cold stare of star. My stone eyes turn inwards to the sour soil for the night count of the slugs. Deary and she the Gluckour. They pan their stony gaze to the daytime winds, letting the tranced hare and the statued sheep gaze through to the fabulous elsewhere. Come near and see as I see the rocks stirring in the womb fire of the earth. See a hand become a paw, a fin become a foot. See a man become a beast, a hare become a woman. All of us ancients, we're nothing but an open mesh of memory. I'd be stone blind without my recollections, and you'd be staring at sightless eyes. So come near and see as I see. Come sit, look inside me deep and quiet, and maybe you'll glimpse the path ahead. example one more here. So it says, the old woman and the mountain. And the old woman is speaking. Akinikinuin. Kunisaragreen the Hullen canageste, the nasoga from Solen near the Hulen. Eid long the schlape is the scope, kohachli lem yonon. Online and yalach, the salupach, the stepedrum, the creek. Mochasa, hugroda, the cray, buckleimena, hard at lassetro, nos kussa and fishkeen, hoar gachavug. Fekanishid, atta, rua, isse grohach, a karamak prevacha, a neen, treed on our lord, she is, egotnaim, la moitrica, on tea. In Mohigin, Fekantinis, or it, Dingaha Kushtin Toin, Gans Blancam, Mogortimaha Kondrisha is Delga, Toma He Ryan, Ducht, Doluha, Gonrawagum, Ach, Sea, Ganain Kinchaktagum, on Desnabuid, no Desnamarov May, Mishiroa de Krucha, Achenik, on Rainy Tussifos. No kunnis ta the cree. The old woman and the mountain. Brandon, my love, what on earth does your time-worn body make of the young cavorting on your shoulders, high on endless exhilaration and acrobatic as kid goats? Does their beauty, their agility and their light step thaw your heart? My feet that loved your clay and once pranced across your flanks like a kitten's paws after anything that stirred. See how red and swollen out of shape they are now, sending out roots that probe down through the floor and weave around ancestral foundations. Looking up at you from my house, trapped beside an unlit hearth, my small field choked with briars. I sit unmoving, stiff and rigid, with no choice but to sit, without any certainty whether I am of the living or of the dead. I am too long hardened, Brandon. Have you hardened? And your heart?